your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Voicemail? Voicemail? As if you let a phone call from the most important person in the world, your beautiful wife, go straight to voicemail. You naughty boy. Oh, I know, you've got that big, important meeting. So I knew you wouldn't be able to answer. But when the meeting is finished, you are going to see my missed call. This phone call is entirely deliberate, just so I can tease you and torment you. You are still in all kinds of trouble, but as I've been telling you all week long, you being in trouble is the theme of this weekend's festivities. So, I've just dropped the kids off. They're all set for their weekend away and are in really good hands. That means, for the first time in forever, all that matters for 48 glorious hours is me and you. Putting me first was entirely deliberate. For this weekend, I am not your wife. I'm going back to my old role, back before we settled into domestic bliss. Of course, I've always been in this role. I just don't get the chance to show it as much now. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm your dom. I've got 3 hours before you get home, so I'm taking myself on a little shopping trip. I'm off to buy some good champagne and some strawberries and... that's not what you want to hear about, is it? No. You want to hear about the new underwear I'm going to buy, don't you? The new stockings, the new heels that I know you love so much. That's what you want to hear about, isn't it? You are so filthy and perverted, aren't you? Well, I'm not going to tell you about any of that. You'll just have to see them for yourself when you get home. Well, that's if I don't blindfold you before I strip off. And what you don't know is that I've already done some shopping in preparation for this weekend. Now, I'm not going to give everything away in this delightful voicemail, but it includes some brand new and totally inescapable restraints, which I've already set up on the bed, waiting for you. It does include a new flogger that just feels perfectly weighted in my hand, and I look utterly wicked while brandishing it. I'll be using it over and over and over again, while you squirm desperately and helplessly in those restraints. Maybe I'll use it gently. Maybe I'll use it hard. You'll have no idea what's coming. How utterly delicious. It also includes a cane, a vital tool when dealing with dirty, perverted boys like you. When I said you were in trouble this weekend, I absolutely meant it. I'm absolutely certain by this stage of my voicemail, your cock is twitching like crazy. Isn't it? Such a filthy boy. Maybe you can earn my forgiveness. Maybe if you obey every fucking word I say. Then maybe I won't punish you. Maybe I'll show you mercy. Maybe I'll be kind. I have to say, I don't like your chances, but who knows? So, listen, here's what you're going to do. The very moment you get home, you'll strip naked and get on your knees. You will stay there in that hallway in absolute silence for me to come and collect you. if you say anything, anything at all, I'll be adding time for how long you have to wait. Of course, I won't be waiting. If you disobey, I'll get started without you. I'll make you listen from afar while I run my favourite wand vibrator all over my clit, taking me to the brink of my first orgasm for the weekend. I would hope that you'd learn your lesson quickly, but if not, you'll hear the unbearable agony of hearing me getting myself off. You wouldn't even get to see it, let alone take part in it. I know how that frustrates you, doesn't it? How that messes with your mind. Could it be that I could be so cruel? We both know the answer is yes, don't we, sweetie? So you better be good. Stay utterly silent. And then I'll walk to the door before I come. Then I can pour your face into my hot, wet pussy, taking my orgasm from your tongue before I've even kissed you. And then, after your tongue has done its job, you can admire and adore me, telling me how hot and sexy I look in my new lingerie. You can worship me. And after that, I'm going to make you beg. I'm going to make you beg for me to take you into our bedroom, push you firmly down onto the bed, tie you up, and then make every filthy, subby dream you've ever had come true. You're mine, baby. Mine to tease, mine to taunt, mine to punish, mine to please. You seem to have forgotten over the years that you belong to me. After this weekend, it'll be burned on your brain forever. All you have to do is obey me. So, to sum up then, this weekend, for the entire weekend, I absolutely own you. I own your cock. You are gonna love every damn second of it. Well, other than when I'm being positively evil to you. But that's just for me. So hurry home, darling. I'll see you at the front door. Don't think about being late or your punishment will only intensify. I love you, sweetie. Mwah.